Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, how are you today? I hope you are fine. With me, Ahmad Faisal, would like to continue this program 1 hour ahead. 60 minutes for today's edition on 18 January 2019. And listeners, we would like to present some programs started with news, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listeners, we begin our program with news, read by Daulat Pane. Stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President discusses changes in structure of Ministry of Defense. House says non-voters is not the solution for Indonesia. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo called several ministers to the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Thursday to discuss changes in the structure of the Ministry of Defense. Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Minister Safrudin, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, and Defense Minister Riamizat Riyakudu were among the many attendees at the meeting. Administrative and Bureaucratic Reform Minister Safrudin stated they discussed the structure at the Ministry of Defense as there would be a change. However, the minister did not elaborate further regarding the structural changes on whether downsizing would be conducted. The minister confirmed that no changes will be made in the budget in the near future. On the occasion, the minister also reported on the evaluation of a civil servant enrollment task in 2018. Meanwhile, speaking in connection with the implementation of civil servants' salary hike in 2019, the minister stated that the Ministry of Finance will handle the increase. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya is promoting 3 tourism missions at the Feria Internacional de Turismo Fitur in Madrid, Spain, on January 23 to 27. The 3 missions were on mobile positioning data, MPD, sustainable tourism programs, STP, sustainable tourism development, STD, sustainable tourism observatory, STO, Sustainable Tourism Certification STC, and Homestay Rural Tourism, Minister Yahya noted in a statement on Thursday. The Wonderful Indonesia Pavilion has organized a sales mission, table talks, and business matching at Fitur, one of the world's largest tourism mart. He highlighted the importance of MPD program as the latest means to keep account of the number of tourists visiting a country through the use of digital technology. Minister Yahya noted that Indonesia is committed to sustainable tourism development and sustainable tourism observatory SDO that could lead to sustainable tourism certification. Indonesia is the second Asian country to have developed SDO after China. The Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Bambang Susatyo, assessed that the non-voters, better known as golput, namely those who did not vote in the general election, were not the right solution in improving the living conditions of the Indonesian nation. Therefore, he invited the public not to be part of the non-voters in the 2019 election because there are still more than 2 months for the people to wait and assess the candidates who advance in the legislative election and the presidential election. Bambang Susatyo, in his written statement in Jakarta on Thursday, said that non-voters is not the right solution in improving the living conditions of the nation. Therefore, all legislative candidates must be able to approach the community wisely. He considered the legislative candidates should be able to explain about the figure, work program, and vision and mission through communicative dialogue so that the community would get to know the candidates more and eventually the community would not become abstentions. The Ministry of Defense received 5 units of anti-submarine helicopters and 1 unit of CN-235-220 Maritime Patrol Aircraft MPA from PT Dirgantara Indonesia The handover was signed by Director of Commerce of PT Dirgantara Indonesia, Irjal Rinaldi, and the Head of Defense Agency of Defense Ministry, Rear Admiral Setiaji, who represented Defense Minister Riamijat Riyakudu in Bandung on Thursday. Agus Setiaji in his press release stated that the handover of the AKS helicopter and CN-235 MPA aircraft by PT Dirgantara Indonesia to the Ministry of Defense was one of the Defense Force development programs allocated through foreign loans and export loans from two strategic plans. Agus said that the two AKS helicopters are equipped with anti-submarine and CN-235 aircraft has the capability for reconnaissance. They were needed to secure Indonesia from intruders. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno directly drives an Anua 6x6 Panzer made by PT Pindad Persero, made by PT Pindad while cycling the Pindad production facility on Thursday. She encouraged PT Pindad to also develop commercial vehicles. Rini Sumarno explained Pindad has the potential to develop its production because the 6x6 Anua Panzer by Pindad has been produced in various variants and has participated in the UN's World Peace Mission in various countries such as Lebanon, Central Africa, and Sudan. Rini Sumarno added, in addition to being used domestically, other countries have also used Pindad products. A number of countries such as Malaysia, the Philippines, Brunei, and the Middle East have purchased products from Indonesia. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto said that domestic industries have been able to produce a variety of electricity supporting machines and equipment, including power generation components. This can encourage optimization of domestic component production and replace imported products. Erlangga Hartarto, through his statement in Jakarta on Thursday, said that Indonesian industry has been able to produce everything from electricity generation equipment to electricity transmission and distribution. He added several electricity supporting products that have been successfully made by domestic industries include the main components of the plant such as gas insulated switchgear, boilers, generators, power transformers, pumps, balance of plants, transmission towers, conductors, distribution transformers, and electric panel. Indonesia night, an event on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum WEF meetings in Davos, Switzerland, is aimed at improving business networking and showcasing Indonesia's potential sector. The event held on January 23 is expected to attract global business leaders attending the WEF to invest in the country. Indonesian Ambassador to United Nations, World Trade Organization, and other international organizations in Geneva, Hassan Klaif noted in a statement on Friday. He said the annual event will offer an opportunity to improve connections among business stakeholders and explore the potential to expand businesses in Indonesia. Present at the event were Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto, Communication and Informatics Minister Rudiantara, Head of the Investment Coordinating Board Thomas Lembong, Indonesian Ambassador to Switzerland Mulyaman Haddad, and Executive Chairman of WEF Professor Klaus Schwab. Professor Schwab noted in his speech that Indonesian Night will offer a momentum to develop business interaction and boost Indonesia's reputation in the global arena. Well, listener, that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Terari World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with commentary for today entitling Venezuela's Crisis. The crisis in Venezuela has increasingly weighed on the country after the United States supported Juan Guaido, chair of the National Council. President Donald Trump announced his support after Juan Guaido took oath on Wednesday as acting president until elections are held. The crisis, which began to revolve around the economic problems when oil prices fell, has now turned political. Trump is not alone. Some Latin American countries, such as Brazil, Colombia, Argentina, Chile, Peru, Ecuador, and Paraguay, plus Canada, support the U.S. steps. the government of President Nicolas Maduro reacted by breaking diplomatic relations with the United States and expelled its diplomats. President Maduro's decision was immediately responded by the United States Foreign Ministry. In a communique, it stated that the U.S. did not recognize the legitimacies of the Maduro's government and considered his decision invalid. Some analysts do not support the United States steps because it can trigger a civil war. Jim Yatras, a former U.S. diplomat, said Maduro could not accept the steps to overthrow him. There are many who support Maduro, while others on the side of Guaido. Another analyst, Dimitris Pontula, said that Guaido was at risk at home, despite international support. The People's Republic of China, meanwhile, still stated its support for Maduro, condemning U.S. policy by calling it an outside intervention. China and Venezuela have close relations. What's more, the People's Republic of China has become one of main creditors for Venezuela, while the European Union looks more cautious by choosing to call for new elections. What will happen if indeed this country is finally divided? Of course, nobody wants bloodshed in Venezuela. There is still hope if the leaders in dispute prioritize the interest of the people rather than their own. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, let's start today in history by reflecting on the League of Nations was established on January 25, 1919. The League of Nations is an organization that brings together sovereign nations to bring about world peace. This organization was established as one of the mandates of the Paris Peace Conference that ended World War I. This organization was established on January 25, 1919, marked by the approval of the proposal for its establishment of the Peace Conference. The League of Nations Founding Pact was compiled by a special commission. On June 28, 1919, the treaty was signed by 44 countries, including 31 countries involved in World War I. The next event was that in 2006, Sudarmono passed away. Retired Lieutenant General, Sudarmono was Indonesia's fifth vice president and was in office during the period of 1988 to 1993. After designing the stop for their education, Sudarmono also assisted to collect weapons from Japanese troops. In preparing for formation of Indonesian National Army, he became division commander of Ronggolawe, a position which was held during the Indonesian Independence War against the Dutch force, which attacked Indonesia again. After the Dutch was backward in 1949, Sudarmono finished his education before going to Jakarta in 1952 to join in Military Law Academy. In 1962, Sudarmono had a title in law after finishing his study in Military Law University. At the General Assembly of People's Consultative Assembly in March 1988, Sudarmono was selected to be Vice President. In January 2006, Sudarmono passed away. He was buried at Kalibata Hero Cemetery in East Jakarta. And the last event was that in 2010, Ethiopian Airlines Flight 409 crashed into the Mediterranean Sea. Ethiopian Airlines Flight 409 was an international commercial flight scheduled from Beirut, Addis Ababa, that crashed into the Mediterranean Sea shortly after takeoff from Rafik Hariri International Airport on January 25, 2010, killing all 90 people on board. This was the first crash for Ethiopian Airlines since the hijack of Ethiopian Airlines Flight 961 occurred in 1996. That was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku siap mati untukmu. Kamu tak pernah menganggap aku hidup. Dulu saat semua ingin ku pertaruhkan, kamu tak pernah percaya cinta sejatiku. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau pikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Peduli, coba kau pikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati.
That's the song entitled Aku Cuma Punya Hati, sung by Mita. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. In today's edition, I would like to give you information about My Indonesia, read by Nita.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia entitled Indonesian Ministry of Industry affirms that Indonesia is ready to meet 4.0 industry. Indonesian Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto at the World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland, stressed that Indonesia was ready to welcome the 4.0 era of industrial revolution. Minister Erlangga Hartarto said on the Indonesia Outlook 2019 as a series of activities of the Global Economic Forum on Tuesday, January 22 local time. In a written statement in Jakarta, Minister Erlangga said that to prepare the future of the manufacturing sector, Indonesia had launched a map of making Indonesia 4.0 by selecting 5 sectors to become pioneers and establishing 10 national priority programs. The 5 sectors are food and beverage, textile and confection, automotive, electronic and chemical industries. These 5 sectors are proven to be able to contribute up to 60% of gross domestic product GDP and are able to encourage the future of national economic growth. The main purpose of making Indonesia 4.0 is to make Indonesia included in the ranks of the 10 strongest economies in the world by 2030. Minister Erlangga also said his party has also considered strategies and policies that are suitable for new business models and to encourage competitiveness based on innovation, skills, and sustainability. Therefore, in addition to the provision of fiscal incentive facilities, the government is focusing on implementing programs to increase the competence of human resources to be ready to enter the 4.0 industrial era. In this case, Indonesia collaborates with Swiss to implement the Skill for Competitiveness program. According to the minister of the program, there were 25 Polytechnic Leaders Ministry of Industry who participate in the training. Indonesia and Switzerland also continue to push for the adoption of a dual system, namely 70% for practice and 30% theory throughout the Polytechnic curriculum within the Ministry of Industry. Minister Erlangga Hartarto also said that the implementation of Industry 4.0 would encourage investment by companies, especially those related to the use of supporting technologies such as the Internet of Things or IoT. This step is believed to be able to spur productivity and quality in the manufacturing sector. Meanwhile, Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, who was also present at the World Economic Forum annual meeting, admitted to carry a special mission during his visit to Davos. The mission includes the handling of marine waste and Indonesia's political and economic conditions. According to Minister Luhut, now the most important thing is to introduce Indonesia as a whole. That was My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Diriku ingin ku tahu arti hidupku, hanya dirimu yang melengkapiku, engkaulah nafasku. Dirimu kaulah yang terindah di hidupku, air matamu lemahkan hatiku yang ada untukmu. Inilah duniaku untuk bersamamu, dan walau waktu berjalan, aku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Genggam tanganku bersandar kepadaku, ingin ku berada di sampingmu sepanjang hidupku. Rasa ini hanya ada saat bersamamu, bahagiaku dengar canda tawamu terangi hatiku. Inilah dunia
selalu menjagamu. Oh, 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 oh. Dan walau waktu berjalan, ku kan terus bertahan pelukku. Akan selalu menghangatkanmu, dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu.
That's the song entitled Dunia Bersamamu by The Overtunes. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listeners, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Serambang Park. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on www.voinews.id, or you can also hear through frequency 3325 kHz. Director of Operation of Perum Perhutani Hari Priyanto and Regent of Ngawi Regency Budi Sulistiono handed over the Certificate of Standardization for the Natural Tourism Management Canopy in 2018 to each person in charge of 7 tourism locations that have been standardized. They are Kawah Putih, Cikole, Curug, Cilember, Puncak Bintang, Guci Asyavana, Serambang Park, and Tanjung Papuma. The submission of the certificate is a follow-up to the implementation of Canopy, which was held on November 11, 2017. Canopy is a brand or identity that is responsible in the various characters of Perhutani's natural tourism with guaranteed professional and quality product standards, services, and management. This is management's commitment to continuously improve the quality of natural tourism products and services. Canopy's standard location offers a pleasant, clean, and adventurous travel experience, fresh, fun, and adventure. Well, listeners, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introduce you one of the 7 tourism destinations that obtains Canopy certificate, namely Serambang Park. Being in the middle of the Jogoro forest area, the northeast slope of Mount Lawu, and visiting the area, you are served not only with natural beauty, but also green forest, fresh river water, waterfall, and the cool mountain air can also be felt here. This tourism destination can be reached from downtown Ngawi with a distance of 30 kilometers with a travel time of 52 minutes by motor vehicle. Serambangan Park is open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. To enter here, you must pay an entrance ticket, 15,000 rupiah per person. Listeners, when you enter this tourism area, you will feel the fresh air and hear the chirping of birds. While traveling to Serambang Park, you should visit waterfall, because the waterfall is indeed a major tourism attraction. In the waterfall, you can soak to enjoy the freshness of the water. You can also take a walk to feel the beauty of this tourism attraction. Don't forget to take a photo at the available photo spots. There are various Instagrammable photo spots in Serambang Park, such as tulisan Serambang Park Ngawi, deretan puluhan payung berwarna-warni, sky tree, various entrance decorations to tourism destination, tree house bridge and frame love. Listeners, tourism destination Serambang Park has been completed with various facilities such as a large parking area, restaurants, bathroom, gazebos, and places of worship. For those who want to travel here, it's better to bring an umbrella or raincoat. This is important because it often rains in December and January. Moreover, this destination is in the mountain, which is a catchment area for keeping rain drops. For those who want to stay overnight, you can stay at various hotels that are available nearby at this tourism location, or you can also homestay. Listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition about Serambang Park. We will meet in another interesting topic for another edition. Bye-bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita telah memutuskan tak lagi bersama, karena rintangan yang ada tak henti menghadang. Haruskah ku rasa ini, salahkah aku atas perasaan ini yang tak mampu menutupi aku masih cinta kamu. Biarkan aku pilih jalan untuk sendiri tanpa harus ada lagi cinta selain. Biarkan aku pilih jalan.
That's the song entitled Adilkah Ini? Sung by Tia Afi. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, we would like to give you another information about interesting tourism that happens in Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition, we will inform you that a film by Garin Nugroho will be played in the Netherlands. Indonesian films are increasingly getting international appreciation. The Kucumbu Tubuh Indahku, or in English mean Memories of My Body, film directed by Garin Nugroho, will be screened in the Netherlands. The news was uploaded by Garin on his official Instagram on Friday, January 18, 2019. In the post, Garin announced that the film Kucumbu Tubuh Indahku will be screened at the Rotterdam International Film Festival on January 25th to February 2nd, 2019. Kucumbu Tubuh Indahku also won the previous film award at the Three Continent Film Festival in Nantes, France. Scoring music and the film was produced by singer Mondo Gascoro, who has considerable experience in making scoring film. The film also previously screened in other countries such as France, Italy, Japan, and Singapore. This film tells about the life of an international langgar dancer who lives in Tokyo, Japan. The main character, Juno, is a child who abandoned by his father in a village located in Central Java. Lonely and neglected, he joined the langgar dance group where male dancer transforms into more feminine looks and movements. However, the sexuality and sensuality that emerge from the dance mix with political conditions and social violence in Indonesia made Juno have to move from one village to another. That was Miscellany for today with the topic, the film by Garin Nugroho will be screened in the Netherlands. We will meet again with other interesting topics. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Wajahnya kulirik lagi dia, semakin ku pandang wajahnya semakin rupawan. Matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan mengerikan. lagi wajahnya, kulirik lagi dia. Semakin ku pandang wajahnya, semakin rupawan matanya memancarkan cinta, senyumnya manja nan menggoda.
Voice of Indonesia.
Senyum manisnya
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, I will play Hujan Gerimis, a popular song with lyrics in the Batavian original language. Although dedicated to the Betawi language, the song is popular outside of Jakarta in other regions of Indonesia. The lyric contains messages of daily life with playful use of poetic language. The song tells us not to be overcome with regret and to remain cheerful, particularly for the sake of your companion. The song was composed by a maestro from Jakarta, the late Benjamin Sueb. Listeners, here is the song Hujan Gerimis by Benjamin Sueb, featuring Ida Royani.
Nangis aja, yang pergi jangan dipikirin. Hujan gerimis aja, ikan lele ada kumisnya.
Jangan menangis aja, kalau boleh cari gantinya. Mengapa hujan gerimis aja?
Saja kalau memang jodoh gak kemana.
Of Indonesia.
Hello, ngapain di situ? Pura-pura bodoh, aku tahu lo, aku tahu kau mojok di situ. Hello, jangan dong begitu. Hello,
jangan bikin malu. Meski begini, meski begitu, jangan kumpul kebo. Mau cari jodoh, jangan begitu. Jangan lupakan adat yang dulu. Bebas bergaul, silakan saja. Tapi awas jangan sampai amit-amit jangan baik bikin malu.
Hello,
ngapain di situ? Hello, pura-pura bodoh.
Listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for attention. We will give you another interesting information and stay with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, or Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia, or Twitter, at @voiindonesia, or an email, voi@voinews.id.